This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Joe Biden and Kamala Harris will be speaking publicly today in Biden's hometown of Wilmington, Delaware. Biden announcing yesterday he had chosen the California senator to be his vice presidential running mate. Harris is the first woman of color to join a major party's presidential ticket. As violence rages in the city of Chicago, President Trump is repeating his offer to send federal troops to the city.
Together, the city of Chicago and the state of Illinois have 25,000 police officers, sheriffs, and guardsmen available to quell any violence. They can do it very quickly, very easily, if allowed to do their jobs.
The county DA covering Portland, Oregon, says some protesters will not be prosecuted because they are righteously expressing grief, anger, and frustration. And this is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Another state governor is imposing a new, tighter restriction when it comes to preventing the spread of coronavirus. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
Bars and nightclubs in Texas cannot reopen until the coronavirus positivity rate falls below 10%. Governor Greg Abbott says the battle is far from over.
Even though the numbers of COVID-19 have improved, COVID-19 has not left Jefferson County, has not left Orange County, has not left the state of Texas. COVID-19 still spreads across this region and across the country just as fast as it did in July when you hit high numbers in deaths, high numbers in hospitalizations.
Florida is proving once again it's still a COVID-19 hotspot, setting a record for coronavirus deaths yesterday. 276 new ones added to the tally. That means 8,500 Floridians have now died from the infection. This is USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
New developments in the saga of former NSA Michael Flynn. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
A Justice Department attorney told a federal appeals court that Attorney General William Barr may have had secret information that led him to request that charges against former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn be dropped. Jeffrey Wall, the acting U.S. Solicitor General, hinted at the secretive information during a hearing before the full 10-judge panel of the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia. The session was held to determine whether the Justice Department should be allowed to drop Flynn's case. In May, Barr recommended that federal courts drop the charges of perjury against Flynn, who pleaded guilty almost 3 years ago to lying to the FBI as part of the Russia investigation. Wall said Barr may have been acting on non-public information when he made that recommendation. The appeals court ordered the hearing last month, reversing a June decision by its 3-judge panel that a district court judge may drop the charges. A majority of the larger panel indicated that a district court should rule on the case. Flynn originally pleaded guilty to a felony false statement charge in Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation, but later withdrew the plea. The Justice Department later said it wanted to drop the charges in light of the new evidence.
Again, that's USA Radio's Wendy King reporting, and for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, good morning, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Boy, with all that's happening in Portland, 70-plus nights of unrest, Burnings Building, Chicago, the Miracle Mile. I mean, at every turn and every look at television, you see the disaster that's happening on the streets of America. And as if that's not enough, more information regarding the declassified document that indicates the FBI misled Congress on the reliability of the Steele dossier. Oh, by the way, and meanwhile, pressure is on investigator Durham to come up with, some action here. And will it be too late because of COVID and other reasons, and also for the Justice Department's reticence to get involved with something that's so close to an election? Could this tilt, the levers once again, as it did with Hillary Clinton and President Trump? Well, John Whitehead, the constitutional attorney, is with us, and we've got lots to discuss here. He is the author and founder and president of the Rutherford Institute, author of Battlefield America. John, good to have you with us. How you doing?
Hey, fine, Bill. Busy as usual.
Yeah, without a doubt. It's like, but John, let me ask you, you're a constitutional attorney. Are we in a constitutional crisis and we're not even aware of it?
We've been in a constitutional crisis for quite a while, but it's gotten worse. The Constitution, as I look at it, I look at the Bill of Rights, government officials are bypassing it totally. They don't care about it. The 10th Amendment, by the way, which gives states and cities power, the federal government is just bypassing that. A big problem we're facing that I see is the education system, public schools across the country. They're not teaching the Constitution. They're not teaching the Bill of Rights. They're not teaching the independence. Kids do not know it. I talk to educators, full superintendents, who do not know what's in the Constitution. So
yes.
We're producing an ignorant generation. Some of the big Russian both said early on, Vladimir Lenin said it. He said, give a generation of students and I'll change the entire face of the country.
Exactly.
And that's exactly what we're right now. So you're going to have students coming out not knowing anything at all. The government, they have no idea what the government's doing. They watch TV, whatever they're doing, but their concept of what actually is the law of the land, they're not going to know, which gives the government officials, again, there's a lot of corruption. You know, as I and pointed out the number of people with that Princeton University, Northwestern University study that studied Washington, D.C. They came to the conclusion that Washington, D.C. is ruled by a fleet of about 585 billionaires who care about money, and that's it. They want your money. They want control. Mm-hmm. And the way to be American people is basically now is data bits, something that can be erased at point, but they want your money. They want our taxes, but don't want to follow the Constitution. And people say, well, to fall, I say, go look in the mirror if you're not holding them accountable. We're not getting involved even in our local governments anymore.
No, without a doubt. John, we have to do this. Let's reset this audio because we're having a problem. You're coming in waves. And Brad, Engineer Brad's going to, kind of iron out the bumps and the cords here real quick as we reconnect. But, what John Whitehead is pointing out, this is reality. This is what's happening. And the thing is, even with these kids, what they're experiencing in their America today, these are really teaching moments, as a matter of fact. And even for parents, you should be aware of it, that we are in a constitutional crisis, that things are being abandoned so easily. And we're seeing it at every turn, whether it's COVID, whether it's other acts of our government. And even in contrast, people are looking for Donald Trump to say, well, wait a minute, we need a federal plan regarding COVID. And the federal plan has been in place, and he hasn't abandoned, and become, a totalitarian and say, okay, forget about this democratic republic, and I'm just going to tell the states to do what it is that they should do. It really lands on them, and that's what, is being determined here, whether it is Governor Cuomo, doing what he did, and now we're finding out the numbers of COVID deaths in these nursing homes in New York. Much higher, that even those numbers had been juiced to make him look good. So we'll see. Again, these are all teaching moments, and hopefully, we can maximize and redeem these opportunities to learn from this. As you often hear me say, I tell my kids all the time, experience defines preference. Got a lot of experience going on right now, whether it's the streets of Portland, what's happening when you have a police chief resigning because city has decided to defund, and she says it's not about the money, it's about her people. I mean, they gave her a charge to improve the department. She greatly did, and suddenly now she's faced with the decision to deal with less resources and still produce an effective law enforcement team there in her city. John, let's see how you're coming through now, because as I was saying earlier, you brought up an excellent point, and that is that so much is happening. These are really teachable moments, but if we don't have teachers, whether they're parents or actual teachers, taking advantage of what's going on in the streets of America to say, hey, this is our Constitution, and what's happening, this is how it aligns or doesn't align with the Bill of Rights in our U.S. Constitution, right?
That's the key, and like I've emphasized, the schools are no longer teaching the Bill of Rights. They just don't teach it anymore. And there are so many words now are banned in schools that you can't say certain words. One of them is the G word. They call guns, stuff like that. We've completely gone, I would say, bananas. But you're going to start teaching your kids at home. That's basically it, I'm telling people. And you're going to have to start acting and showing your kids, because while we've been asleep, the federal government has moved ahead. Many people don't realize this, but there's 175,000 armed federal agents roaming the country right now with hollow point bullets, armed vehicles, SWAT teams, the Smithsonian Institution, the IRS, the Department of Education all have SWAT teams now, and they're raiding people's homes. There's 80,000 SWAT team raids going on, up from 3,000 in the 1980s. And the mainstream media, what most people watch, they don't report any of this stuff. They just leave it to die, and they're afraid. So we're in the, again, what was called the deep state that was revealed through an FBI memo about 5 years ago, runs the government. Again, it's basically the billionaires that run the government, Google, Facebook. Zuckerberg's been in and out of the White House with even Donald Trump having secret meetings. We don't know what they're talking about. And, look at the candidates we have now running for office in many places. They can't articulate the Constitution. In fact, some of them have a problem articulating sentences.
Yeah, so, especially when you consider that some of them are attorneys, John.
So some attorneys, but we're under psychological warfare, and we should talk about that one.
No, I do want to get into that, because I believe the damage that has been done psychologically because of COVID and the impingement of our constitutional rights, John, this is brain damaging. I mean, what is being perpetrated was and damage being done, I mean, potentially, and I don't mean to sound extreme here, but I'm thinking maybe decades and maybe even, a generation to recover from all this. What do you think?
If we can recover, the problem, though, again, like Vladimir Lenin said, give me a generation of students and I can indoctrinate them. They'll change the entire face.
Exactly. Got to go to break. We've got more from John Whitehead after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
With gun theft on the rise, it's crucial that law-abiding citizens hide their guns from criminals who are now becoming desperate. Learn exactly how with the newly updated Hide Your Guns e-manual, written by a former U.S. Special Forces officer who now reveals his field-tested secrets. Whether it's sneaky ways to hide your guns in plain sight or using extremely clever hiding places that even skilled thieves will never suspect, learn how to hide other valuables too, like cash, gold coins, credit cards, so that they're safe from thieves, but back in your hands instantly when needed. All this week, get 4 free bonuses when you order. Gun Debate Bootcamp, How to Argue with Liberals About Guns and Win Every Time audio program. Our No BS Home Defense Report, the best-selling Your Home, Your Fortress e-manual, and a special mystery bonus worth $25. Go to hideyourguns.com. That's hideyourguns.com. Don't let your guns be stolen and used in a crime. Go to hideyourguns.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Someone once said, live free or die. Right? Bill Martinez, live.
You know, we're talking with John Whitehead from the Rutherford Institute, and as we were saying earlier, it was Police Chief Carmen Best's resignation came after City Council voted to cut police force budget by $3.5 million. I mean, this is the first, I think she's the first black female police chief in the country. John, I mean, this is a quality woman. Donald Trump even tweeted out that, you know, this is what being a police chief, what leadership looks like, and, you know, gave her a lot of credit.
Yeah, the problem is, if you want to throw away the local police, and local police used to be people you knew who you could deal with. If you want the outside federal agents coming in who have no idea who you are, they're dressed in camouflage. You know, if you saw that 53-year-old disabled Navy veteran in Portland, Christopher David, who just wanted to ask him questions, they slammed him down, beat him with batons and pepper sprayed him. So that and George Washington, James Madison all said, don't have a standing army on American soil. Do not do this. We faced it. And that's exactly what we're erecting now. We're erecting a standing army around this country, and it would be best to have good local police governing things. But what they're doing is that they're and this is insane. What they're doing is it's nuts. It won't work in the end. It's going to end up coming back and hurting everybody.
Exactly.
I can say when you have these federal agents having hollow point bullets. I'm a former infantry officer, I couldn't use hollow point bullets. They're considered illegal. Mm-hmm. But we have federal agents, 175,000 walking around the country with these kind of bullets.
It's a lot of ammo.
People's heads off. They explode on contact.
Yeah.
And that's where we're at, folks. If you don't wake up and say, get these people out, and how can you do that? I mean, what part of the Constitution gives us that right? The 10th Amendment.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're destroying in this country. The 10th Amendment says you can nullify acts of Congress. Local city councils can do it. They can do all kinds of things to keep freedom in their communities. But if you don't know it, you don't act on it, you're going to suffer the consequences. So,
well, especially when these local communities are coming unhinged, like what's happening in Portland, Chicago, you know, on and on, John. I mean, they're just abandoning, you know, their local citizenship like this. And to think that somehow, I mean, even Portland announced that they're not even going to file charges against these domestic terrorists and the damage they've done because somehow they feel like it's their right, you know, of expression and First Amendment right to destroy property. And to be able to let people know that they're not happy.
Well, too, but who was most of the property destroying? Local businesses and people in their community. They're not, I mean, if you're going to rebel against the government, do it the right way. And who gave us the signal? And this is the person no one talks about, even African Americans today, is Martin Luther King. He said, don't do the violent thing. Do the peace thing. Do the love thing. Show people that you care for them, that you'd be willing to sit down in the street to protest a bad government policy or whatever. And so what we're talking about now is violence. Violence creates violence.
Right, exactly. Well, and the very thing that Martin Luther King, who was inspired by Gandhi, you know, he made quite clear, was doing everything they could avoid because he had to think about the end game. What do we want out of this? He didn't want an obliteration of the Constitution. He just wanted to be included in it. He wanted to make sure that people understood that people of all colors were, you know, could achieve the American dream and make it fair for all. Here, you've got anarchists that are coming and they just want to blow it up. They want to blow it up because they want to bring in exchange. I mean, we're exchanging freedom and the American way of life in the U.S. Constitution for what? For Marxism?
And you have professors now saying violence is a good way to go. Oh, I mean, they're actually saying that.
Yes, exactly.
So if that's the way to go, folks, then how can you object to the Second Amendment?
Right.
And most of them will say they don't like the Second Amendment. Well, I mean, you're going to cause, again, gun sales have shot out of, you know, the orbit here.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
People are buying pistols and stuff because they're afraid someone might come to their door. So you create the problem. They're creating the problem. They're not fixing the problem. So
yeah, it's only getting more complicated. Well, as Ronald Reagan said, and as you wrote about in your column, and I want to get to because we've got about 5 minutes left about this is America with a K. In this present crisis, government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. There's a pattern emerging if you pay close enough attention. That pattern, again, we are reminded, John, that there's nothing new under the sun. It just keeps cycling and reproducing itself. Isn't it?
Yeah, history is a cycle. I tell people it's not a straight line. It goes around and around and around. You keep you keep doing the same things over and over, it keeps happening. And the only way you can change history better is to stop doing the crazy things that people did in the past. But we're not learning that. But again, if you're not teaching people that there's a peaceful way to do this, it's called the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, you can have a right to peacefully assemble and petition the government for redress of grievances, you're not going to get that. We've raised a generation of brats, is what I would say.
Right,
brats
exactly.
Jumping on cars, smashing windows and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they think they can get away with it, and guess what? They are getting away with it.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, and again, you got the mainstream media. We're talking peaceful assembly, right? And they're saying it's a mostly peaceful protest in the background. You're watching buildings burning down, right? But
yeah.
See, the trajectory that you pointed out is, you know, and we touched on this just a moment ago, where fascism, totalitarianism, and militarism go hand in hand. We're on the wrong yellow brick road here, John.
We're definitely on that, and the government, by the way, is ready. Like I say, they have the guns, they have the hollow point bullets. They've erected a training center now in Fort Benning, Georgia, where they're training against American citizens, the police and the military. A $1 million fake town. It's an assimilated town where they're training. They're getting ready for it, and I keep telling people, go to our website and see the article I wrote on the 2030 video the Pentagon put out. They're predicting the country's going to totally collapse by 2030.
Right.
And they're going to have to declare martial law. We're moving into something that China and Russia they're smiling. They're saying,
yeah,
you're going in our direction, folks.
Yeah, we know sooner or later that American dream would fall on its head. The other thing, too, is Rasmussen also pointing out that a good number and growing number of Americans think that we're heading to a civil war here.
Yes, I think we are. There's no doubt about that. And it's, you know, the idea of the emergency state just keeps coming up over and over and over, and people jump back in fear. But like I say, fear builds its own walls. If you have a good community, you've developed it, you have local police that are under control, you can have some semblance of freedom in this country. But if you're destroying that and calling in armed troops who just are coming in to look at you, listen, people dressed in the outfits and coming in those tank-like vehicles, when they view the American citizen, they don't view us as the master, they view us as enemy combatants.
Exactly.
And that's
right.
Exactly what's happening right now.
Well, when you got bricks being thrown, at them and stuff like that, and right now they're neutered, but something's going to give sooner or later here where it's going to be a clean up on aisle 1, 2, all the way to 12, and it's going to be a mess. It's not going to be a pretty thing. And then now you have these spoiled brats, as you say, that are complaining, and they're saying, look, we want you to pay for our gear because we've had to procure helmets and other protective device because of the assaults by the police that we're having to be subjected to. Boy, this is rich.
Yes, and by the way, I'll just say it. I've been in and out of Washington, D.C. for years. It's one of the most corrupt institutions I've ever seen. I'll be honest with you. I sued the president. I've seen it all. Mm-hmm. And I think the American police state's allowing all these protests and riots and looting, and it will, again, it gives them a chance to lock down. The lockdown is what they want to control what's going on, and watch out, folks. You may be able to throw a brick now, but sooner or later, a bullet's going to go through the center of your skull. Be careful.
Exactly. Now, the difference, though, clear, is between red states and blue states. Blue states, much more totalitarian, are they not?
I think so. And it's just, you know, again, it's the idea that you know, they want a government that's basically going to suppress anything, words you say, things you think, whatever, and control everything you're going to do. And that's what we're seeing happening. I mean, like I say, if you have an education system that's locking down on words and locking down on freedom and stuff like that, all you're going to get is a populace that's going to be going, oh, my, I'm going to run and hide. I'm afraid. And that's exactly what you're seeing with a lot of people. And, again, I think civil war is on its way.
Well, we're being conditioned, no doubt, by all this. And as I say, we're heading down the yellow brick road that only spells disaster. John, get ready, as you said, and as you've written about many times. How can people be in touch with you?
You can go to Rutherford.org, Rutherford.org, sign up and get our newsletters and other bulletins we put out. And again, I do a weekly commentary that's highly documented.
Businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. 4436 U.S. Tax Shield, 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Joe Biden and Kamala Harris will be speaking publicly today in Biden's hometown of Wilmington, Delaware. Biden announcing yesterday he had chosen the California senator to be his vice presidential running mate. Harris is the first woman of color to join a major party's presidential ticket. As violence rages in the city of Chicago, President Trump is repeating his offer to send federal troops to the city.
Together, the city of Chicago and the state of Illinois have 25,000 police officers, sheriffs, and guardsmen available to quell any violence. They can do it very quickly, very easily, if allowed to do their jobs.
The county DA covering Portland, Oregon, says some protesters will not be prosecuted because they are righteously expressing grief, anger, and frustration. And this is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
You know, this is the year of 2020, the year of vision, and wow. I know some of the things that we're seeing are pretty scary, but this is only the beginning, ladies and gentlemen. If we're going to get on the other side of this, it's not that we're going to get over it. We've got to get through it. And if we're going to get through it, Jenny Beth Martin, we've got to do it holding on to those basic principles that are enumerated in our U.S. Constitution, do we not?
You are exactly right. We do have to keep holding on to those principles in our Constitution, and we have to make sure as a country that we make a choice to do that on Election Day.
Exactly. She's the honorary chair of the Tea Party Patriots Action, columnist for the Washington Times. Jenny Beth Martin is with us. Well, Joe Biden has picked what they're trying to tell us is a pragmatic moderate in Kamala Harris. What do you say?
I say that that is definitely the perception they want Americans to have. And the fact is that she's not a moderate. She co-sponsored and was one of the first Democrats, not just an add-on near the end, one of the first ones to co-sponsor Bernie Sanders' socialist health care plan. It would cost $32 trillion. and also eliminate private insurance. She supports the Green New Deal, and she thinks that we should have a conversation about whether felons should vote from prison. And this is a woman who made a career out of prosecuting people and putting them in prison.
Well, she's very much a chameleon, and that's the thing. I guess maybe a perfect match for Joe Biden, and not necessarily a compliment as much as, you know, kind of sticking to the old theme, birds of a feather stick together, because neither one of them, I mean, they're rather fluid in their political interests. It's wherever surfs up, you can see Joe Biden and Kamala Harris with their political surfboards heading for the waves. That's what seems to be, no, you know, and when I hear them talk, yeah, either one of them, there's a lack of passion, of true belief of what they really hold to because it's so flexible. Do you get the same impression or is it just me?
No, I think that you are right. It is very flexible. And the fact is the Democrat Party is a radical leftist party at this point. And Joe Biden is fully embracing that. Kamala Harris has already fully embraced it. And they are working to appeal to that radical left base. I think that they want people to think that she is a moderate. We're going to have to just make sure people understand what she really stands for.
Well, here we've got another junior senator coming from the Democratic Party. We already experienced one before, and it didn't come out so good. I don't know how this comes out much better, especially with, as you suggest, you know, the baggage that comes along with her. And even the party already is having a hard time, you know, coming alongside and supporting. And those on the radical left, yeah, they see her as malleable and that they can continue to move her in much the same way as they did Joe Biden. But the thing that people need to understand is Biden has already said that he's a transitional candidate. He's not, you know, and many people, according to Rasmussen, almost 60% of voters believe that Biden will not finish his four-year term. So what we're looking at is President Kamala Harris. That's scary.
That is, you are right. It is very scary. And he does not intend he certainly doesn't seem that he's going to run in 2024. So I think that she's setting herself up to get through this election, see how things play out in the next 4 years if she were to be elected, and then run again to be president after that. And she is very radical, and she's so radical that even and she really does not, given the choice, the Democrats did not vote for her. Mm-hmm. She was not their first candidate.
No.
Yet that's who he is going to have.
Yeah, kind of ironic that you have Elizabeth Warren more popular amongst blacks than Kamala Harris, who, you know, went from, you know, one kind of cultural appropriation to another. Now she's black.
That is, you are exactly right about that. And I think that part of the reason that she may not appeal to black Americans quite as much, I don't know. I think it would be rude of me to say that. I don't know why she doesn't, and I can't speak on behalf of why they do. I think that
could it be just policies, Jenny Beth?
Both sides of her mouth.
Exactly.
Yeah. She prosecuted people and put them in jail, and then she comes back and says she wants prison reform and that felons, we should have a conversation about felons voting from prison. So it makes her, I think, not seem very authentic and not seem very trustworthy.
Yeah, what happened to that little black girl that got buzzed? That, you remember when she attacked Joe Biden? I mean, you would think, what happened? Did she lose some compassion along the way?
Very well, she could have. And what is really interesting in that is that she has attacked Joe Biden several different times, and now she's okay being his running mate. She attacks him, I think, just because she thinks it's politics, and then let's just move on to doing whatever it takes to grab on and hold the power.
Yeah, one of the big attacks too, Jenny Beth, was, you know, on sexual assault. I mean, she didn't cover him at all. I mean, if anything, she let him get more exposed on this, you know, potential issue. And yet, ironically, look how aggressive she was against, you know, Judge Kavanaugh.
That is exactly right. She said we have to believe all accusers, and then when it comes to an accuser with Joe Biden, she doesn't even seem to care what he is being accused of. And again, it's just talking out of both sides of her mouth, doing whatever it takes to get power. That's what I think she is about.
Well, and again, consider, as you suggested, the policies of the Democratic Party that caused us so much pain for 8 years under Obama Biden, they're coming back, and they're coming back with a vengeance. But yet Joe Biden somehow, through his calculus, thinks that he can do better at job creation and better at the economy, better at handling COVID-19 than Donald Trump. And I'm sorry, I can't follow his equations here.
No, I completely agree with you on that. That he is not going to do better at that than Donald Trump. We had, before COVID struck, we had the best economy I have ever seen in my adult lifetime. Mm-hmm. We had the lowest unemployment that we had historic low unemployment for Black people, for women, for Hispanics, for every demographic. We had historic low unemployment, and that means that people had a choice when they went to work. They had a choice where they went to work. If they didn't like their job, they could negotiate their own terms. We did not have that the previous 8 years under Obama. And I think that Americans enjoyed that flexibility and enjoyed being a bit more in control of their own career and their own future. If you want that again, you need to make sure that you're voting for the man who's going to help us get back to it, who did it first and can do it again.
Exactly.
Joe Biden has never done that, so there's no reason to expect he would be able to do that in the future.
Well, even if you look at the differential, between the red and blue states and the policies, Republican versus Democrat, the Democratic states are getting pulverized right now, Jenny Beth. You don't even want to be at the borders coming into some of these states because you're going to get run over by the people that are escaping, right?
That is exactly right. And she is not somebody who wants to secure our borders, and neither does Joe Biden.
Oh, no, she's already said she was one of the first to raise her hand when they talked about giving health care and insurance to illegal immigrants, right?
Right. It's okay that they broke the law. We can take our taxpayer dollars and pay for them to have benefits that we may not even be able to have it the best that we want for our own family.
Jenny Beth, how can people get activated and be connected with the Tea Party Patriots?
Go to teapartypatriots.org, teapartypatriots.org.
Jenny Beth Martin, the honorary chair of the Tea Party Patriots. Thank you, Jenny Beth.
Rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever. 2.625 with a 2.64% APR. Incredible, with no origination fees or discount points. Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.625 with a 2.64% APR. Incredible. These are historically low rates you may never see again. So refinance it and forget it. That's a 30-year fixed at 2.625 with a 2.64% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding now. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT, as in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 117-12. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
Been trying to get rid of your stubborn belly fat, but it doesn't want to leave you? Or maybe you want to get that extra ripped look. Now you can reach your goals the keto way. Ketosis is the metabolic state where your body burns fat for energy. And the best way to turn your body into a fat-burning, weight-losing machine is with Advanced Keto Plus. And right now, for our radio listeners only, you can get 2 bottles free when you order 2 bottles. You get to try out keto at our best discount ever. Plus, call now and we will also send you a free 28-day meal plan keto ebook with your first order. Burn your stubborn belly fat and get ripped today the keto way. Call right now to order.
Buy two bottles for only $49.99 each and get two bottles free.
800-723-1284. 800-723-1284. 800-723-1284. That's 800-723-1284.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. Peter Pitts joins us now. Peter's the former FDA expert, president and co-founder of the Center for Medicine and the Public Interest, author of Common Sense Healthcare Policy for Common Sense Americans. Peter, if we've ever needed you, we need you now, buddy. I'm telling you.
No, thanks. It's nice to be wanted for the wrong reasons, unfortunately.
Well, sometimes for times such as this, they can be the right reasons. What did you make of the announcement yesterday from Russia claiming to have the first COVID vaccine?
Oh, it's bad news. You know, this isn't an announcement about a vaccine. It's a Molotov cocktail thrown into the COVID-19 conversation. No data, no transparency. No phase three testing. It's a gimmick out of the Kremlin to get good headlines. And I'm sure since President Putin controls the media in Russia, that'll work for a while. But, you know, outside of Russia, everybody is looking at what the announcement said and wondering, you know, why the Russians would make such an outstanding claim, considering there's no evidence that any serious research was done. It's not good news. I mean, this vaccine, to paraphrase Churchill, is a riddle wrapped in a mystery inside an enigma. There's no FDA in Russia. Everything is handled out of the health ministry, and it's got a history of corruption and of approving products with little or no testing, and just to add insult to injury, significant issues with counterfeit medicines. So, it's a gimmick. You know, hopefully it won't take people's eye off the prize of a safe and effective vaccine properly developed and rigorously reviewed by agencies such as the FDA.
I mean, they've been the perfecters of propaganda, so how can we believe them? Although I am only mildly surprised that the WHO, which holds on to everything that is communist, that somehow they haven't found a reason to support that.
Well, there are two things to think about here. Firstly, you know, the Russian regime has been accused of hacking into Western systems to steal COVID-19 science information. So, you know, put that into consideration as well. You know, the big problem here is it's going to call into question the the U.S. and elsewhere, the trustworthiness of public health care institutions such as the FDA, and that's dangerous. We can't allow that to happen.
Mm-hmm. Peter, when you're asked to give an assessment of how the varying states are handling this and where we are right now with COVID-19, what do you tell people?
Well, I tell people to not just read the headlines, but to understand what the data is saying, and that, unfortunately, is a heavy lift. Mm-hmm. Because the last time most people touched science was in high school when there was a right answer and a wrong answer. This is a lot more complicated. I mean, clearly, infection rates in some states are spiking, but it's also important to note that death rates are not. We've learned how to keep the at-risk population, seniors, those with serious underlying health care conditions, respiratory issues. We've learned how to keep those people alive when they have COVID-19 until they're through the end of the tunnel. That's a huge advance. Mm-hmm. Because early in the pandemic, and especially here in New York where I live, seniors were dying. Thousands of people every day. It was a total tragedy. We'll never be able to undo that. But we've learned. But we have therapeutics in place now. We have better techniques. We know how to save those people. The uptick in infection rates is largely among a younger population who will either be asymptomatic or will be able to get through the disease in its regular course and get back to their normal lives. And it's important to understand all these things in context so that we can make logical decisions like opening schools, for example, or reopening our economy on a real risk-benefit type of proposition as opposed to fear.
Peter, your book speaks of, you know, common sense healthcare. A lot of what I'm seeing at the ground level, of course, this is my perspective. You're the expert. But I think some of this boils down to common sense. People are just going, look at, you know, we're going to trust government officials to a certain degree, as you point out in New York, and we're hearing new numbers coming out that are just disastrous, that are resulting from the decision of Governor Cuomo putting infected people into nursing homes, and we're finding out the death rate much higher than previously reported. People are learning, you know, by experience that, okay, here's the smarter things to do. Again, we were told, you know, wash your hands, social distance, wear a mask when you're coming to crowds and that sort of thing. If you're immunocompromised, you might want to be more precautious. So some of that common sense measures are coming into play. The next level where you expect the government to help out, whether it's school openings and other major issues, that's where the rub comes in. Because like you say, it's a heavy lift. And though one minute you may listen to Fauci and say, well, you know, he's the new COVID czar and you believe all things Fauci. And then all of a sudden he comes up with something that lacks credibility or fails because that is the process that we're going through, is that we're kind of learning at the same time as we're going through this process, are we not?
Exactly. Yeah, there's a lot of common sense going on. There's a lot of lack of common sense. So Dr. Fauci, for example, has been speaking at great length over a long period of time about the value of wearing masks. I agree with that. We've learned the value of masks. But it's hard. You know, people, for lots of reasons, unfortunately, a lot of the political don't want to wear a mask. But, you know, we should. And now mm-hmm. Dr. Fauci is saying we should also wear a face screen. Now, let's face it, you have to walk before you can run. And if we're having a hard time getting people to wear masks, telling people to wear face screens is just going to bring us all in the wrong direction. Mm-hmm. So this is a lack of understanding about how to communicate kind of basic healthcare information to the American public. And I saw a poll the other day that said 30% of the American public said that once there's a COVID vaccine, they won't get it. You know, how do we overcome that? And the answer is solid public education, being honest and respectful of all people who have issues. But we're nowhere close to doing that because all we're doing is talking about numbers out of context as opposed to trying to be on the ground with people, because we are the people, right? We all are America. And we all have to understand what the best thing to do is, both for ourselves and our families, but also for our communities, states, and nation. And I think that message has been sorely lacking.
Yeah, why did we get off course in dealing with COVID-19 versus dealing with the flu and other pandemics that we've dealt with? It's like we've abandoned common sense and past experience, and we're embracing a whole new process and system to defeat this pandemic.
Well, I think part of the problem is that our leadership has not spoken to us like adults. You know, it's been overly politicized. Either it's the end of the world or it's not a big deal. And neither of those things are true. You know, we're in a very serious situation, and the best way to get out of that is to admit up front what we know and what we don't know and where we're going, so we can all be part of the solution. Mm-hmm. I think that rather than having all of us be part of the solution, you know, we're all segmenting into our own little parts of the problem. And I think when you see kids, you know, crowding together at bars or at the beach, that's just indicative of our inability to communicate what's really going on here.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, kids are, let's face it, this generation is quite rebellious. You think not, all you got to do is look at Seattle and Portland and Chicago and the riots that are happening in the street. And we've got some bad attitude, you know, that's happening with this generation. And we're going to have a challenge, you know, dealing with COVID as has been quite obvious, because you have that. You know, that's part of the formula that we're dealing with right now. But by and large, you know, it's the rest of Common Sense America that's looking for some consistency. And because it's been so politicized, it confuses the message, Peter, don't you think? Because, you know, anything that comes out of the administration, you know, it turns into a political football. And we're causing people to get confused as opposed to, you know, helping them understand, because I think that what the task force has done on the surface, and I'm talking about Vice President Pence and Fauci and Deborah Birx and others, I think on the surface has been positive, don't you?
It has. You know, it's just not only about politicians on the national level. I live in New York. Bill de Blasio is my mayor, you know, God help me. And he sent out contact tracers, which is a good thing to do, to talk to people about where they've been to understand kind of how the virus might be vectoring. Mm-hmm. But the contact tracing people that the city hired are not allowed to ask people if they've been to a social protest. Now, come on. Yeah. That's a major issue in New York relative to people congregating, which is a major focus of spreading the disease. And that's just pure politics. It's wrong. It's silly. And it just erodes people's faith in the system.
What about the difference between the success or the manner of policy between the red states versus blue states? That it seems to be coming up quite clearly now. What do you see?
I think that part of that is true, and part of it is magnified by the media. I mean, every state is different, not demographically, politically, sure, but also in terms of density. And each state has to figure out what's best for itself, and clearly infection rate spiking is not good for any state, and governors need to be aware that a spike in infection rates can lead to bad places. But I think most governors understand that, and they're listening to their populations. They're trying to educate their populations and move everybody along in the right direction, but not everybody is going to move ahead at the same pace, and that's not necessarily a bad thing because different states require different types of solutions.
Exactly. And, you know, and we're seeing this played out. And it's interesting what we're seeing. There just seems to be a flight by Common Sense Americans out of some of these blue states because, you know, like you say, heaven help you in New York. I mean, you've got something like, I think the last estimate, something like 300 people a day leaving New York City and not coming back. I mean, the governor has gotten so desperate, he sees the tea leaves and says, look, come back, I'll make you dinner, I'll buy you a drink. You know, and this is just one example.
That's right, but we have government, in this case, has to be a potent ally in solving the problem. And in some places it is, in other places it hasn't done as good of a job. And then you've got cities versus governors of cities, mayors of cities versus governors of states not being on the same page. But you will get there.
Yeah, I think like you said at the very beginning, Peter, it's a heavy lift. And this requires all hands on deck and to understand that, hey, we're in this all together, are we not?
We absolutely are, and that's how we're going to get out of it as well.
He's the former FDA expert president and co-founder of the Center for Medicine in the Public Interest. It's always an honor and a pleasure to have Peter Pitts with us to break down some common sense healthcare policy for common sense Americans, which just so happens to be the title of his book, available at all the usual places and linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Peter, again, we thank you for being with us. Have a great day.
My pleasure, Bill. Thank you.
Hey, survival gardeners. Garden soil isn't what it used to be. In fact, many gardens are farmed out and some are functionally dead. That means adding back the right trace minerals to your soil can immediately catapult your garden fertility, which means, quite naturally, better tasting and more nutritionally dense fruits and vegetables. So if you got your garden in late and want to help your fruits and vegetables play catch up, or you simply want to pour on the trace elements to maximize this year's harvest, I've got good news. It's not too late to give everything you've got growing this year in your garden a powerful, life-renewing turbo boost. And the best part? This unique product creates a type of trace mineral synergy, which means that each mineral and trace element in the formula makes all the other minerals and trace elements much more effective than if they were used alone. Go to cmazing.net to turbo boost your garden. That's cmazing.net. Improve flavor, increase your harvest. Go to cmazing.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and